Prayers be especially good ones for you and your descendants. The Independent on Sunday. My favorite tipples. I love whiskey in every way. I love the way it looks in the bottle, that rich golden color. I love the labels arranged on the shelf, the kilts and the claymores and the slightly out-of-focus sheep. I love the sense that it's a drink that, unlike, for instance, vodka from Warrington, is rich in the culture and history of the place where it is distilled. I love particularly the smoky, peaty aromas of the single malts. In fact, the only thing I don't like about whiskey is that if I take the merest sip of the stuff, it sends a sharp pain from the back of my left eyeball down to the tip of my right elbow, and I begin to walk in a very special way, bumping into people and snarling at the furniture. I have therefore learnt to turn my attention to other tipples. Margaritas I'm very fond of, but they make me buy very stupid things. Whenever I've had a few margaritas, I always wake up in the morning with a sense of dread as to what I will find downstairs. The worst was a 6-foot-long pencil and a 2-foot-wide India rubber that I had shipped over from New York as a result of one injudicious binge. The confusing thing was that they arrived home several weeks after I did, so I found them downstairs one morning after having just had one glass of Chianti with my evening pizza. I therefore now drink Stolichnaya vodka martinis if I go to New York, because they're very smart and sophisticated and New Yorkery, but most importantly, they render me incapable of doing anything stupid, or indeed anything at all, though I occasionally converse very knowledgeably about quantum chromodynamics and pig farming when under their influence. I like Bloody Marys, but only ever have them in airports. I have no explanation for this. It never occurs to me to have a Bloody Mary in the normal course of events. But put me in an airport lounge, and I make for the Stolly and the tomato juice like a rat from a drainpipe, and arrive a few hours later at my destination, throbbing with jet lag. At home, I tend to drink whatever is lying around in the fridge, which is usually very little. My fridge has a peculiar feature. You put a bottle of good champagne in it, and when you come to look for it, you find a bottle of noxious, cheap white wine in its place. I still have not worked out how this happens. But I usually console myself with a glass of the world's most boring drink, but the only one I can drink with no ill effects whatsoever, a gin and tonic. Independent on Sunday. Radio Scripts Intro. I do enjoy having these little chats at the front of books. This is a complete lie, in fact. What actually happens is that you're battling away trying to finish or at least start a book you promised to deliver 7 months ago, and faxes start arriving asking you if you could possibly write yet another short little introduction to a book that you clearly remember writing the end to in about 1981. It won't, promises the fax, take you 2 minutes. Damn right it won't take you 2 minutes. It actually takes about